Spring is here, and so are the deals at Dee Dee's Discounts. From trendy outfits to home makeovers, Dee Dee's has all the deals you need. I'm talking everything from sandals and sundresses to spring throw pillows and scented candles. You love a good deal? Get in your bag and get to Dee Dee's Discounts.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Chicago Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Hey guys.
Hello.
Hi guys. Welcome to Bring Your Own, a bookish podcast for romance readers. I'm Brandy.
I'm Kendra.
I'm Kayla.
And today we are back with another tier ranking, you guys. We love these. We have heard that you guys love these as well, but we're putting a little spin on this one. We are doing our favorites tier ranked, kind of like those TikTok trends where you don't know what's coming next, but you have to score stuff. Do you guys know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I'm explaining it badly.
I play those all the time, though.
Yeah. I play them and I don't post them. I like save them to my drafts.
Oh,
yeah. Yes. So we're going to be
ranking
doing that
fast
with
food
like
restaurants or something like that.
Exactly. Yeah, we're going to do that today. So we have 5 categories, 20 books. We're only allowing 4 per category. So it'll be fun. We're going to have lots of fun. But before we get started, what are we reading? What are we drinking? Can I go first?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So because I just finished maybe my least favorite book I've ever read in my life. That
I was finished,
you guys.
Oh, I know.
A couple nights ago.
Yeah.
I was, last time we chatted on this podcast with Adeline Grace, I had just started If Not For My Baby by Kate Golden, which was pitched as a Hozier-inspired romance book. This book is not inspired by Hozier. This book is about Hozier in a very icky and uncomfortable way. The author did zero work to differentiate this character from a real-life person, which is Hozier. And as a huge mega fan, there were so many things that I caught that maybe other people wouldn't have caught for like direct references to him or quotes or things like that, that might have made this an easier read for them. Me personally, I hated it. It made me feel gross, especially when they started doing it, because I was like, poor Hozier. Like,
pictures.
If,
yeah.
Yes. Like, if I were him and I read this book and I read somebody writing me boning somebody, oh, it just made me feel really gross. But I hate finished it. I could not stop. I went to bed at 3:15 a.m. and I had to wake up the next morning at 5 a.m. for a flight. So that book fucked me up. I'm glad I finished it so that I can move on. I'm deciding what to do next. I'm thinking maybe Wild and Wrangled, but I also have Good Spirits by B.K. Borison and Katabasis. Yeah. So we'll see. But I am listening to, just finished literally moments before we hopped on the pod, Worst Kept Secret by QB Tyler. Okay. I'm becoming a QB girly this year. Like, that woman has a way with spice. There was one scene in that book where I was like, oh, I was like clutching my pearls. It was so hot.
Are you going to read her new one?
Yes.
Oh, The Nanny?
The Nanny's Off Limits.
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The Nanny's Off Limits.
The cover's good. It just came out.
Both of them are so good. Like, the person cover and the... So that's what I'm reading. I have a Lemon LaCroix.
Nice. Oh, back to your roots. I love that.
I just have water tonight. I was going to do a cocktail, but I just forgot to make it before we started recording. I'm not currently reading anything at the moment. I just finished. Don't sound so shocked. Both of you are so sorry at the same time. That was great. I just finished Deep Cuts like this morning earlier by Holly Brickley, which I think Lane Fargo talked about what she was reading on our episode, and I really liked it. It's a quick audiobook. It's not that long. And if you really, really love music, especially like early 2000s music, I think you will really, really enjoy this, like Outkast, Fleetwood Mac, artists like that. It really leans heavy into the music. So even me, like, I don't consider myself like an aficionado of music, but I still really appreciated like the care and detail that was put into it. And like, each chapter represents, or like is titled by a song that relates to what's going on in the chapter, which I thought was super interesting. It's a lit fic with like a really, really, really small side of romance. So I had a great time with that one.
I was I'm just now remembering what that book is, like the cover, and they're making it into a movie.
Yeah, and I didn't know that it was, I did not know it was going to be in a movie. So I went, like, after I finished, I just like went to the author's Instagram to, you know, that's usually what I do if it's like an author that I've not read before. This is a debut, by the way, so I was really thoroughly impressed. But yeah, it's going to be a movie by A24, and it's Austin Butler and Saoirse Ronan, which I was like, oh, that's crazy. So I will definitely be seated for that.
An A24 movie deal from your debut novel is crazy. Mm-hmm.
Nuts. But I don't, I have zero idea where I'm going to go next. Nothing's jumping out to me at the moment. I really, really want to pick up One Golden Summer, but I'm saving that for a road trip that I have coming up because I'm going to go see Brandy soon. So I'm saving that. But I don't know. Do you guys have any good audiobook? I want to do a romance. Oh. Do you guys have any good audiobook romance recs?
Have you heard of The Unmaking of June Farrow? That's a funny bit, guys, because Kayla's been had been asking me to read that for about a year.
Well, that's actually not a romance book
necessarily. I don't think
Yeah, ish.
Light romance.
Light.
What about romanticy? Aren't you into that genre?
Do the Carabas Stone audiobooks. That's Harlequin trilogy.
Yeah, the true. But that's
you
got
to keep in mind they're not.
I know. I know. First one's really bad. Yes. I know.
And the second one.
I know. You don't let me forget it. Like every time.
But no, like I did. Because I don't. I don't want. I don't want you to come to me and be like, Kendra, this book sucks. But I told you that the audiobook was bad. That the story is good.
No, I like that's the main thing I know going into that audiobook. I don't know really. Mm-hmm. I mean, I do know part of the story, but like that's like my number. When I think about this book, that's what I think about before anything else.
So, maybe just try to read them physically. Like, see if your library has. Oh, you said you want an audio. Never mind.
Well, I mean, it doesn't have to be, I guess. But yeah, I just like generally I like to have an audiobook option always on the table. Do you know what I'm saying? So anyway.
Why don't you re-listen to something?
I could re-listen to something, yeah.
What about The Lovely War, Kayla?
What is that? By Julie Berry. Historical one? Historical?
It's a historical fantasy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Historical fiction / fantasy. Like, it's about the gods. It takes place during World War II, and there's like a bunch of different plots happening at the same time, and it's following like the gods, like Greek gods, and their role in the war. It was really good. It's on PRH.
I've heard that one compared to like Divine Rivals before.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
very similar vibes. Cool.
Kendra, what about you?
I finished today finally, oh my god, Wildside by Elsie Silver, and I don't mean that like bad, like I have just been listening to that audiobook for weeks. Well, I found out today I started on February 20th and it's now March, so you know, it took me a solid minute, not because it was bad, I just kind of did not give a fuck, but not in a bad way, in like a okay, I wasn't hate listening like I did probably with the first one. The second one was better. This one was an improvement on the second one, so now I'm hoping fourth one, let's knock it out the park, Elsie, like please, I am begging you.
Brandy and I really liked this one, but yeah,
I mean, congratulations. I am nervous though. Like,
I'm defending it a little bit.
No, it's not a bad book. It's just like I would never, like, it did not become like a new favorite of mine for Elsie. I think there are lots of books of hers that I would prefer over this one.
Sure,
but if I was only going off of this series, then yeah, this would be like the favorite in the series. There's a tone shift in it that I thought was kind of, I'm glad for, but it was.
I
would love to know why. It's a good
thing. I wonder
if
she did get feedback that the first two were just like a little too silly, goofy.
Too silly, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Because they're definitely, this one is more serious, more angsty.
There's like no jokes in this one almost. Which is fine. But I was just like, huh. Yeah. No, I still enjoyed it. I was just like, oh, like, I almost kind of wish there was some, like, it was just heavy at times. I was like, damn, like, let's loosen it up. Because usually, even in like the fun, like other LC books, there's always something funny, you know? Like, it's like Willa dropping her panties, like just something a little silly, and then it gets into like the when this one she was like, no, straight to business. Yeah, maybe she heard us talking shit. I don't know. I mean, good for her.
Hey, Elsie.
It wasn't just me. It was everyone.
No, we all were. We have all spoken out about this.
No, not just the pod. Not just the pod. I mean, like, Instagram, book talk. Yes. Like, mm-hmm. This is not just me being a hater for the sake of being a hater.
I do wonder, I think also based on the second book, Wild Eyes, the setup, I already kind of figured that this would be a heavier book anyway, just based on the setup, right?
Yeah, that's so fair.
I do wonder, this next book, just based on that setup, it seems like it's going to be a little bit less serious.
I don't know what that next, like, I know what it is now, but
I'm excited.
I'm just nervous because I think it's gonna go either really good or
I can't wait to see her take on it because this is a trope. By the time this episode comes out, this book has been out for a couple of weeks. Yes, so I am skip ahead 30 seconds. I am gonna say what the trope for the last book is, Wild Card. It's going to be ex-boyfriend's dad, and this is just such a popular trope.
Penelope Douglas.
Exactly. Like, people love this trope. People talk about this trope all the time. Like, specifically go out of their way to ask for Rex of this trope. So I'm just really excited to see her take on it. And like you said, like, if it's going to go really well or if this is, I don't know. I'm excited.
Yeah. I guess I'm not used to reading those books with plot. Like, I'm used to those books. I'm just like, it's all spice. True. Like, yeah, I'm thinking it's the Katie Robert one. That's like really popular. Like,
Your Dad Will Do.
Yeah. Like, that's all spice, no plot. Like, it's meant to be silly.
The second book in that series. Gifting Me So Best Good. Friend.
We talk about it all the
days.
Time.
I will never delete that book off my phone.
I bought it.
Yes, same. That's on my Apple Books.
Yes.
Well, not Apple Books. But just like thinking back to the Chestnut Springs series, when the first time that she ever did Accidental Pregnancy, Reckless, you know, she was like, I have something to prove. You know, people don't like that trope. I know this one is a little different because people love this trope, but it's her first time doing it. So I don't know. I'm really hopeful just because she can pull it off. I just need her to do it. So yeah. I'm excited, we'll nervous.
Kendra, based off of Wildside right now, Alamo Community College, do they have a new student or not yet?
No, not yet. I think she's not a student. We are like, oh my God, you know, like, like we're not inviting her back yet for career day, but
but she doesn't need to re-enroll at the moment.
She's on the the short list if things happen.
Yeah Like, you know, we're still teaching Chestnut Springs. We're teaching a portion of Chestnut Springs curriculum on how to do things. This isn't our no, like, don't even bother, like, pile. So she's not re-enrolled at Alamo Community Colleges or enrolled, but that can change because when does a new one come out?
I think this time next year.
Oh, is it next year?
I don't know. I pulled that straight out of my asshole.
I think it's the fall.
But yeah, I finished that book and then I was like, I need a new audiobook. Like, I am cleaning my house right now. And so then I found this one on Libby. It's called Waiting for Friday Night by Cynthia Williams. It's a little silly, like, how it starts. It's about a woman who is like a principal at this middle school in this small town in Georgia. It's a black romance. And she gets involved with the high school's football coach because he turns out to be her sperm donor from years ago that she did not know. Right? Like, the setup for it was a little silly. I can't lie. I'm entertained. Like, I want to know how this is going to go.
Yeah.
But I'm like, it's one of those, like, okay, like, all right. Like, if you say so.
Sure.
Maybe I just don't like that in books. Because back to Elsie Silver, like, I didn't like that in what was it called? What's the first book called?
Wild Love.
Oh, there we go. Crickets.
I was like, her first book ever? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
no. In Rose Hill, Wild Love, like, I don't know. But in this one, it's a little different because, like, the daughter in this doesn't have a dad. Like, she knows she doesn't have a dad. So I think it'll be a little easier to swallow besides what happened in Wild Love, where she literally had a whole other dad that she loved and cared for and is now suddenly so comfortable calling this random dude that didn't even raise her dad. And now it's like, I'm like, where's her mom? Like,
forgot that was a plot point,
right? Like, in Wildside, I'm like, why are you here? like where's the mom? Because did the mom move? I forget. Like, did she end up moving to Rose Hill?
Are you talking about Wild Love?
Well, no. In Wildside, Cora is in the book, so I'm like,
yes.
Oh, why is she here? Like, where's your mom?
I know they spoke, you know, yeah. Like, the mom, like, I think, did end up moving to Rose Hill. I think that is.
Okay.
It's yeah.
Just, we never hear about her again or anything. And I'm just like, that's so like anything to make that man a dad, I get. And I forgot he was a billionaire. I was like, what the fuck? Like, I forgot. Maybe Elsie is going to get re-enrolled. I don't know.
Not yet.
No.
She's coming off a banger. Let it be. Let it be.
Yeah.
And I'm drinking water.
out of your
2B cup?
Not my name, quarterback.
Yeah, out of my.
Have you guys been seeing all those remakes?
No.
Yeah.
Not my name, quarterback. I cannot stop saying that. Oh my god.
This might be our longest. What are we reading? What are we drinking? That we've done. Bro, in a
we long haven't time. Yapped in a minute, you know. So yeah. It's like we're just little chatty girls.
Should we jump into our tier ranking?
Okay, so as we said at the beginning of the episode, we are tier ranking some of our favorite books. We all came together, we created a list. These are all books that if you follow us on Instagram or you've been listening to the pod for a long time, these are books that we've all raved about. Honestly, nothing negative to say about these books. So we wanted to test ourselves and rank them. I am a little nervous because there are some selections on here that some of us love more than others. And the rule is that we can only have 4 per category. So please know, if we rank a book low, it is not because we think lowly of that book. It's just we had no other choice and we apologize. So we did change the categories for this one. So they will be different from our previous tier rankings. In our like God tier number one, we have When I Die, I Will Be Buried With This, aka Put This Book mm-hmm. in My Grave. Mm-hmm. Damn, mm-hmm. it's going to be hard limiting that to 4.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ugh. And then in our second tier, House Burned Down, But At Least I Got This Book. Like, we are Jack Pearson running back in to get that dog from that burning fire. We don't give a fuck if we die to get this. Like, we need to get this book.
Yeah. Not your don't get your passport, social security card. Get this book.
No, you know? Get this book.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then after that, we have Tattoo Worthy. Like, yeah, like, I'm sentimental about it. Like, I would permanently put it on my body, which, well, Kayla, you don't have one yet. But Brandy and I both have bookish tattoos, so we've already been there, done that. And then after that, Want to Read for the First Time Again. I would love to just experience the highs, mm-hmm. the lows. I was say of high school football from Riverdale. that's a good, like, iconic. And then lastly, in our 5th category, we have Still Besties Always. One of our favorite mm-hmm. books, maybe we wouldn't reread it. You know, we want to hold on to that first read feeling. But we still think fondly of it. Would recommend all these books. We'd recommend 10 out of, well, maybe they're not. They're not
I was going to say.
My tummy hurts. These are all 4 out of, these are all 4 out of 5 star. Well, never mind. Because there's a book on here that y'all hate. So.
Hate's kind of strong. But it's okay.
Yeah. I would say these are all like 3.5 and above for all of us.
Yeah.
So.
But it's that's there's at so least specific. Yeah, that's very specific. But like there are at least one of our like favorite books like ever, which is why it's included on this list. So
yeah.
Yeah. And just to add on top of the names of all these categories that Kendra just went over, these are also color coded. So I'm gonna give you the colors just in case we refer to them as their color category throughout the episode. So When I Die, I Will Be Buried With This is red. House Burned Down, But At Least I Got This Book is orange. Tattoo Worthy is yellow. Want to Read for the First Time Again is green. And Still Besties Always is blue. Just in case we refer to them by color, it's rainbow order from top to bottom.
Yeah.
My tummy hurts thinking about having to narrow it down to 4 for each of these. I'm going to really quickly just run through all the books so that you as a listener know kind of what we're comparing everything to. So we have Promise Me Sunshine by Cara Bastone, The Cruel Prince series by Holly Black, One Star Romance by Laura Hankin, Reckless by Elsie Silver, The Kingmakers duet by Kennedy Ryan, The Addicted series by KBR, Lessons in Chemistry by Bonnie Garmus, Love in Other Words by Christina Lauren, Slow Dance by Rainbow Rowell, Deep End by Allie Hazelwood, The Big 3, Emily Henry, and by that, you should already know, but we mean Beach Read, People We Meet on Vacation, and Book Lovers. We're grouping those as 3, so those are all going in one category together.
We cheated, Leave Us Alone, next.
Yep. How to Fake in Hollywood by Ava Wilder, The Simple Wild by K.A. Tucker, The Magnolia Park series by Jesse Hastings, we did the whole series, The Favorites by Lane Fargo, Out on a Limb by Hannah Bonham Young, The Big Three, Abby Jimenez, which is just the Part of Your World trilogy, Divine Rivals by Rebecca Ross, The No Show by Beth O'Leary, and Play Along by Liz Tomforti.
Period.
Are we doing it like the TikTok rankings where you can't change your rankings?
Yes. I think once it's locked in, it's locked in.
Oh, jeez. Okay, yeah. Okay. Oh. I'm scared. Okay. All right. I have a random number generator, and I'm going to use that to determine which books we do first. Okay, here we go. This is 1 through 20. I'm nervous. As a reminder, I know. Boyfriend, I'm nervous.
I'm nervous.
Okay, first number is 5, which is The Kingmakers, or The Kingmaker by Kennedy Ryan.
Ooh. I know where I would put that in 1 to read again for the first time.
I think compared to the other ones on this list, I could be amenable to that. It's either there or Tattoo Worthy for me.
Oh, really? I was going to say either there or Still Besties Always.
Oh. Ooh.
But if we all are okay with 1 to read for first time again, then how about we just do that?
Yeah, that okay. I feel like that was a remember, pretty benign we can't one change to start it. With. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to move it over. First one. All right. Next number. Number 2, The Cruel Prince series.
This one is quite literally tattoo worthy for Kendra. Yeah, I was going to say. Has a tattoo. Yeah. I think compared to the other ones on here, I would either go tattoo worthy or House Burning Down. But at least I got this book.
Yeah, I would. Okay, so here's the thing. I wouldn't get the whole series for my house. I would get books 2 and 3. I could leave the first one. Mm-hmm. So I think it has to go in tattoo worthy. I mean, oh my God, but I can't really leave. The first one is still iconic. Like, I'm not talking shit, but it's just like, if I had to like save.
But like books 2 and 3 are different. It's a different.
I know, like a different level.
Like I would put The Wicked King in When I Die, but like right? I'm not going to really? Do that. So. I mean, just by itself, yeah, I fucking love that book.
Okay.
But.
I think Tattoo Worthy is fine. This is hard because I'm just like, I'm like trying to do the,
like the what else could in my head. Of what
I know. So I'm just like, I'm stressed. Okay. We're moving it into Tattoo Worthy. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Woo-hoo. Next, we got number 19, which is The No Show by Beth O'Leary.
Oh. House Burned Down, but at least I got this book.
Oh, I was gonna put Still Besties Always.
Oh.
Okay, hang on, let me think about what I would do. On one hand, I'm like, I want to read it for the first time. No, listen, I wouldn't actually put it in that category, but on one hand, I'm like, I want to read it for the first time again because I remember the reading experience I had with this book. But
yeah, it was all pain. Did I finish that book, or did that book finish me?
Yeah.
Okay, listen.
I don't know. Okay, what
you,
can
Brandy, I need when you get off this podcast, you're gonna get on Spotify and you're gonna listen to Love of My Life by Harry Styles. And then you're gonna be like, oh no, like I feel it again, you know, like
there's a specific line that I think exactly. about all the time from that book. But it like hurts. Like, you guys, I don't think I like being hurt that bad. That's such a lie because I love the Magnolia Park series.
I don't know. Like, is this what would the tattoo I even get from this book be? I don't even know.
A 10.
But a 10? It wouldn't be a 10. It'd be like a...
Okay, but like I would
I
know
don't even
what
know what
it'd be. It's
yeah,
my
I know.
Tattoo.
Yeah.
I'd get 2-14 if I was getting a tattoo for this book. Yeah, I'd get just like the date of Valentine's Day.
Yeah. It would actually be 14-2 because it's London and they do it.
So true. And that's even less obvious for people here. Yeah. They wouldn't be like, why do you have Valentine's Day tattooed on you? That's a good one.
I'm okay with putting it in Still Besties Always. Just know that for my personal ranking, House Burned Down it, but at least I still got this book.
I don't put I wouldn't put it in Besties Always. Yeah. I would put it.
Oh, you wouldn't? Okay.
No, I would not. This is what stresses me out. There's only 2 left of that category. Then.
Stop thinking of the numbers.
Okay. Then I'm going to go tattoo worthy. Are we okay with that?
Brandy's
not.
Yeah.
It's just a sort of medium.
What is going to end up in Still Besties Always.
Kendra, you were willing to put want to read for the first time again. or I mean, mm-hmm. still besties always, would you be willing to do the green?
Yes, yes.
Okay, then let's
do that. Green. But that doesn't, if you want to, my issue isn't putting it in one of those two. It's not putting it in Still Besties Always, because I'm just nervous about what four are going to end up in Still Besties Always. So put it in Tattoo Worthy. Put it in Tattoo Worthy.
Okay.
It's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
We're going to end up being very dissatisfied, I think. Okay.
Oh, you guys see Harry Styles ran the Tokyo Marathon?
Yes. Like, I was like, okay. See that. How random. That's why he hasn't dropped a new album.
Yeah. He did good, too. Okay. His time was like sub four.
Next one is number 20, which is Play Along by Liz Tom 4D.
Okay. Ooh, okay.
I think just for me, compared to what else is on this list, I would put it in Still Besties Always, but I love that book.
Same. I agree. Same. Okay. Agree. Okay.
Love that. Best.
Love that. Best.
It's my favorite book in the series.
Love that book.
Same. Yeah.
But, like, I just reread it. It's for life. It holds up. It holds up really well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. We love this book. We love this book.
We love this book.
Still Besties.
Okay. Next is, okay, it keeps giving us the really high teens. Number 18, Divine Rivals. I already know I'm going to have to fight for my life and nobody's going to listen to me. That book is, when I die, I'm going to be buried with that book. It is one of my favorite books of all time. Now, listen. I also just want to make a point here that there is one of these two's, Brandy and Kendra's favorite book of all time. And I also will not back down and let you guys put that in red. Okay. So if I have to put that in orange, fine.
Orange.
You just played your hand so bad, because you're telling me if I can't put Slow Dance up there, then I want to put this in Still Besties Always.
Girl, it was going to be Still Besties Always for me, too.
Still Besties Always is crazy. Well, I'm not putting it in Still Besties Always.
Kayla, we still love these books. I mean, like,
I'm not putting that in Still Besties. You are. You know how I feel about this book. You know how I feel about this book.
You know, like, we're not negating that.
Okay, but then I'm not putting it in Still Besties Always.
Kayla. What else is going to go down
there? I'm not doing that. I have a good idea.
Oh.
I have at least one. Rude. Maybe
that's
two.
That's so rude. maybe we put it
Brandy
in.
Brandy would agree with me on one. I know for sure Brandy would agree with me. At least one on this list.
Whoa. What about one to read for the first time again?
Yeah. That is so terrible.
Like, I would reread that
again. I can't believe you're making me do that.
Yeah, let's do want to read for the first time again.
Yeah, if I could reread it again for the first time. Like, that feeling of finishing that book for the first time, like, it was really good. The second one I was, you know, a little less impressed by. But the first book is really good. Homegirl was on top for her first time. That's crazy. That's honestly kind of what I think about when I think about that book. I was like, that's a little, like, that's probably the most unrealistic thing about that whole book.
If you don't shut the fuck up right now, I swear to God, I'm going to kill you. This is bullshit. I just want to let this be known. This is bullshit. This book will be buried with me, but...
But for the strength, and I'm not going to be in...
Yeah.
And Slow Dance is not going in red. I will let you know that right
Kayla,
now.
Kayla.
It's not going in red.
It's 2v1. It's 2v1.
Oh, okay, that doesn't make sense. We can still have a happy... I'm already compromising by putting it in green, so you guys will have to compromise by... putting Slow Dance in a different place.
We'll see.
We move. Number 6 is Some Kind of Perfect.
Well, it's the whole Addicted series.
Oh, sorry. Excuse me. Yeah. It is the whole Addicted series.
Tattoo worthy for me, but I would be willing to go down. There are some duds in that series.
That's the thing.
I feel like we're playing it safe by putting things that, like, some of these are tattoo worthy, but we're going to run out of room. So eventually we're going to have to go higher or lower.
I know, which is what making me think I actually would go higher. Simply because, because I'm just, like, looking at what's left. And I'm like, who would I actually die with? I mean, I know a couple. I do obviously have a couple. Mm-hmm. One of mine already got put below that. So.
Oh, brother.
It's true. Where are you leaning, Kendra?
I don't think you guys would like what I would have to see.
Still Besties?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Really?
Yeah, I think a series as a whole, Still Besties. Like, yeah, I'm always going to think fondly of those books. Like, I'm never not going to love them. Are they my faves? At the time, yeah. Now, no.
Okay.
They are a fave, but they're not my faves anymore, I would say.
How about want to read again for the first time then?
Okay. You know what? I would want to read those again for the, like, if I could wipe my memory.
Okay. Okay. Let's do that. Only one more left in that category. Okay.
We have put nothing in the top two categories yet.
Are we sure we don't want to put it in Still Besties Always?
I'm sure.
No, it's already there. It's there. It's locked.
It's there.
Okay. Okay.
Spring is here, and so are the deals at Dee Dee's Discounts. From trendy outfits to home makeovers, Dee Dee's has all the deals you need. I'm talking everything from sandals and sundresses to spring throw pillows and scented candles. You love a good deal? Get in your bag and get to Dee Dee's Discounts.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Chicago Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Chicago Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Number 17, which is Part of Your World series by Abby Jimenez. Okay. When I Die.
Dying with these books.
Yeah.
Dying.
Yeah. Yeah. Dying? Especially okay. since okay. it's all three of them, because I would mm-hmm. have fought you guys for Part of Your World, but Yours Truly and Just for the Summer, I would die with. And I feel like you guys feel the opposite. Okay.
I wish like well, my face like had a screen on it that could display gifts at any time. Because you say that, I thought of the like Abby Lee Miller when she's like,
yeah.
No, I mean, and I don't know if I feel the opposite, because I love Yours Truly and Just yeah. for the Summer. Like, I love, obviously, like, Pretty World is my favorite.
Would you put
but,
those
like,
other two up there if they were by themselves?
I'd put them at least in orange. I would at least put them in House Burned Down, but at least I got this book.
Okay.
I want the entire series as a whole in red.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We'll leave it at that. No yeah, okay. further comments.
Okay. Ready for next one?
Yeah.
No.
Magnolia Parks.
Ooh. When I Die, I will be yeah. buried with this.
Yeah, yeah. That's an easy one, I feel like.
That one's easy. Yeah. There's a couple on here that I'm like, are easy for me.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
that was partially why I couldn't put Addicted, like, higher, you know? Because, like, then Magnolia Parks yes. came and showed me, like, a whole new world. And I was like, oh, this mm-hmm. is what I want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know KBR is writing, yeah. like, making little voodoo dolls of Jessa Hastings, because everybody compares these series all the time.
But at least KBR has work ethic, honey. Like, oh
yeah, they're putting
God.
Out books. They're true. Sticking to their deals. What's Dutton doing? I want to see their email mm-hmm. history.
It pisses mm-hmm. me off so bad. Okay, so you mm-hmm. know everything just happened with Sophie Lark and Bloom, and how mm-hmm. so Sophie Lark got called out for some like insane racist shit in her books. That I'm honestly like what the fuck. And yeah. in her apology she states that Bloom told her to take it out of the book, and yet they still let her publish it with it. Bloom, you're on my shit list. That part I'm just yeah. like, why don't you just put your foot down, whatever. But I'm like, with Jessa Hastings, you know it's coming. Like, you yeah. know she's gonna do some dumb, and I don't think she's gonna, like, just something dumb. Like, she's gonna say a line that she's not, because it's gonna happen, like with Never or The Conditions of Will. That sounds bad.
I
like,
forgot about that book.
I'm like waiting for her to do something problematic. But granted, when Jessa Hastings did get called out for Never, I thought her apology was like pretty. I thought it was a
decent.
Yeah, I thought it was yeah. decent, and she like immediately changed everything. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, but I just know Bloom is like, fuck. Like, who's next? On
they're gonna
our
start
list?
Like going through like, their shit, like fine tune yeah. comb, and they're still gonna miss it. Ugh.
To recap before we move on to our next one, we have four limits, or four books in each category only. We have two mm-hmm. in the very top category, zero in the second category, two in Tattoo Worthy, three in Want to Read for the First Time Again, and then one in Still Besties Always. So
that's crazy. Three of these books left to have to go into three besties mm-hmm, or mm-hmm, Still Besties mm-hmm. Always.
All right. Next is The Simple Wild by K.A. Tucker.
Oh, okay. So, I know where I would put it. Mm-hmm. When I Die, I'll be buried with this. But for the sake of Brandy being here,
yeah,
I'm willing to go. I'm willing to go. No mm-hmm. lower than Tattoo mm-hmm. Worthy.
Oh, I would be willing to put an in-house burn down for you guys. I probably would put this one.
Okay.
Yeah. I would put this somewhere in probably like Want to Read Again and Still Besties Always. But I know how much you guys love this book, and I'm just thankful that you're not insisting on the top category. So I am happy with House Burnt Down. I got this book.
I knew top category was going to be a bit of a stretch for you. So I was like, I'm willing to go. No,
thank you.
So let's
thank
do House Burn Down. Yeah, yeah.
I think if I were making this list on my own, I would put this in red, but I'll put it in House Burn Down. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Next, Reckless by Elsie Silver is next.
Ooh.
I would say tattoo worthy.
Yeah. Mm. Or Want to Read Again for the first time.
Yeah.
But I'm looking at what else is up there. I know that there's some that I would put in the red category that you guys are not going to put. So I'm saving spots in orange in my mind.
Okay.
This is hard.
Or Still Besties Always.
I'm fine with tattoo worthy. Because I know which ones would go lower for me personally. So.
Mm-hmm. This is like almost like playing poker. Like you're not trying to like show your hand
too bad.
Like,
I don't know. I'm struggling with where to put this. Because I'm like, is tattoo worthy too high?
I was trying to say what I'm thinking. Always.
So then again, should we go Want to Read Again for the first time?
But then that locks that category.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we should do tattoo worthy. That leaves us some wiggle room in the middle.
But I think we... I think if not we really. Do Sylvester's Always, it'll even it out some more.
I love that book.
I love the book. I love the book. But
yeah, you know. I guess just like the caliber compared to some of the other stuff up here. We still got some heavy hitters left. Mm-hmm. Okay. Fine. Still Besties Always.
I'm struggling between Tattoo Worthy or Still Besties Always, but I think we're gonna do Still Besties.
No, I think we should.
We love this book. My mouse hasn't been let go.
There's like at least three left that I would put, that I would feel comfortable
that
putting
you would
Still
put.
Besties Always.
Mm-hmm.
That okay, you would okay, put. fine. It's locked. It's in Still Besties
Always. Oh, wait, for Still Besties?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, wait, I haven't let go of my mouse yet.
Let it go.
Let her go.
Okay. It's done. I love you, Theo, and Winter and Viv.
Oh my god, love them.
I love
Slay,
them so much.
Her last good book, but like, you know. People are gonna think I'm rude. Like, guys, I'm an Elsie Silver fan. I keep reading her. I know what she's
I really liked Wildside.
Brandon and I liked Wildside.
Let's say her last great book.
Okay, sure.
I like
number
no,
11.
I really like
number 11 is interesting. It's the big three, Emily Henry. So again, that is Beach Read, People, and Book Lovers.
Okay, so like separately, Beach Read would go in the red for me. When I die, I'll be buried with this book. And then it would probably, the other two would go tattoo worthy. So maybe I'm thinking we compromise, put it in House Burn Down, but at least I got this book.
I was going to put in House Burn Down. But
I'm fine with Brandy? That. Yeah, I would probably put it in When I Die, I'll Be Buried with This Book.
For all three?
No, for Book Lovers and People. Mm-hmm. And then
Book Lovers, I would agree.
I'm fine with House Burned Down.
Okay. Our house burned down, but at least we got these three books.
Yeah.
All right.
Just a quick recap for listeners. We have two in our top category, two in the second, two in the third, three in the fourth, and two in the fifth. So we have a lot of wiggle room here. It's pretty evenly spread.
All right. Number 12, How to Fake It in Hollywood.
Now listen, for me.
No.
For me.
No.
For me. For me.
Yeah.
It would be tattoo worthy or house burned down, but at least I got this book. For you guys, I know you're going to say Still Besties Always.
Yes. Yeah.
I love this book. If you guys didn't see, Eva Wilder just revealed the cover for her new book, Some Ooh, Kind of Famous.
Stunning.
It looks so
Very
beautiful.
Good.
Like, it took them so long to give my girl. Look at the cover of How to Fake It in Hollywood and then look at Some Kind of Famous. I promise you, if they just redid the cover of How to Fake It in Hollywood, oh my God, New York Times bestseller. Anyways, where was I going with this? just vote, just vote. Like, I already know I'm going to be out. So, like,
Nina.
Still besties? Always. Put it in fucking
so. But know that for I, Kendra, that would be tattoo worthy, which is yellow, the third category, or higher. Ethan and Gray. I should honestly reread that book. It's so good. Oh, anyways.
Okay. Next number. Next book. Oh, Jesus. It's number Slow 9, Dance. Slow Dance by Rainbow Rowell.
When I die, I'll be buried with this book next. Thank you. Yeah.
No.
2v1.
It's 2v1. It's 2v1.
Okay, but 2v1, you guys, no. Because we compromised on Divine Rivals.
We didn't
even
compromise on how to fake it. We
literally just put how to fake it in Still Besties Always. Like,
yeah,
are
but
you
wanted
me?
To put, you wanted to put Divine Rivals in Still Besties, and I wanted to put it red. So we compromised way below.
Girl, no. No. Slow Dance.
No.
Move it.
That is crazy. I think we should compromise
similar
to how I. No, let me give my argument. Okay, so we each. Well, I don't think. Well, Brandy might actually, but there is a book on here that each of us love that we would put in the red category that the other two would not. They'd put it in Still Besties, probably, right? Mine was Divine Rivals. Your guys is a Slow Dance. And then there might be one other one. Hang on. What?
Okay. You're saying that Slow Dance should go in Still Besties?
Compared to... maybe. But compared to the other books on this list, I would, yes. But I would say we could put it in... Tattoo worthy.
No, house Kayla. Burned to down. Compromise. If we're going to compromise, then we need to put... Kayla, we wanted to put... It was 2v1 Divine Rivals for the bottom. And we moved it up one because you wanted it
in
the
top. Wanted,
so let's do the same put, difference. So we need to move it down
but
one.
I would... What? But we moved Divine Rivals like 4 spots down from what I wanted it.
And we moved it up one from where we wanted it.
So,
but that was
one.
2v1. You're missing that part. It's 2v1. Mm-hmm. Moved it one spot. The one moved it one spot. So you're the one again. It's gonna move it one spot. I will not let it go lower than House Burned Down.
Period. Kayla, you can't have a book that says, how could she stand there alive and not in love with me? Like that. You can't have that any lower. You can't. Like dead ass.
You can't.
I think your hate of Slow Dance now is just out of spite. I think if you were to reread that with a fresh mind, you'd be like,
I don't hate it. I don't hate Slow Dance, but I definitely don't love it more than Divine Rivals or The No Show.
Girl, the issue here is that it's 2v1. That is the issue. I understand where you would put it. Kendra and I would both put it in the top category.
Mm-hmm.
I am willing for you because of what we did to Divine Rivals. I am willing to move it down one to House Burned Down.
I don't like this, but it's whatever.
You don't
have to
like it.
Oh, shut up.
You literally put how to fake it in the last category.
Yes. But you notice how you talked shit on Roman and Iris and I didn't say anything about Carrie and Shiloh. That's crazy.
You could talk shit. It's just you can't say anything about Carrie and Shiloh because there's nothing to say.
I just didn't like this book as much as you. Okay, there's nothing good things to say about Roman and Iris, so there you go.
Release your mouse.
No.
Let it go.
Say one good thing about Roman and Iris, I'll let it go.
Dude, I started singing that Hozier song.
He said about Roman and Iris.
Just too bad. Because of them.
Kendra, say one good thing about Roman
and
Iris.
I liked them. They had a good ending in the first book. I mean, it was a little devastating, honestly, now that I think about it. But they are a good couple, and he loved her a lot, and she loved him a lot.
The writing in that book was very
beautiful.
Cinematic.
Oh my God, stunning.
Like I saw everything playing out in my head.
I should keep this going.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let go. Release your mouth.
Let go. Now say something nice about Slow Dance.
Why should I have to? I'm in charge of this.
You
of this board.
Whoa. Oh, Kayla, you're so lucky it's not February anymore. I would be on your ass like crazy. Oh.
Next number. Number Jesus. 1. Promise Me Sunshine by Kara Buster.
Oh, when I die, bury me with this book.
Okay.
Kayla Ann. Yeah.
No, I said okay. I was just like looking at the other books for a second. I had to recalibrate. Leave me alone. Mm-hmm. All right.
That's crazy.
There's 3 out of 4. three out of four are in the top category. Okay, number three, One Star Romance by Laura Henkin.
I would put this in still besties always, but I feel comfortable moving it up.
I would either do still besties always or want to read for the first time again.
See, but I'm looking at what is left, and there are at least two books that I would put below this one. So,
okay. Tattoo Worthy?
I'm okay with that.
I love this book. I love this book so much.
But I'm only okay with that if the two that I want below it are below it. Oh, no. So then let's do Wanna Read Again for the First Time. Wanna Read Again for the First Time.
Oh, we're going to lock it.
Or still higher. I need to think if I agree. I need to think if I, like, what... okay.
Higher or lower?
I'm trying to... I think... Wait, sorry. Kinder, you want Tattoo Worthy and Brandy, you want First Time Again?
No. I'm okay with it either being... I mean, like, I was saying Tattoo Worthy just because I do love this book a lot. However, I'm okay with it being in either Still Besties Always or Want to Read Again for the First Time. However...
Oh, not Still Besties Always.
I would like to honestly leave room in those categories because I would like to make some... those selections not that bad left.
I'm okay with Tattoo Worthy or Want to Read for the First Time Again.
I would do Want to Read for the First Time Again.
Okay, let's do Want to Read for the First Time Again.
Okay. All right. That category is locked, you guys.
Locked. Okay, we can no longer locked. Put books no in Want more. To Read for the First Time Again.
Number 10, Deep End.
Ooh, House Burned Down, but at least I got this book.
I think what I'm struggling with is of the ones that are left... When I Die, like, one of these has to go in When I Die. I know, Brandy, what yours will be, I think.
Well, I got two that could go up there with what's left.
Well.
Oh, actually?
And I know it's not Deep End. So that's why I'm, like, trying to figure out where I would want this to go.
Yeah, because there are some I wouldn't put in When I Die, Bury Me With This Book up there.
Yeah. But. I don't, see, but, like, thinking about, like, if I were to form, if this book came up, 100% this book would not go in When I Die, I'll Be Buried With This Book, you know what I'm saying? Like, so that's why I'm, like.
But you said it would go?
It would not. Oh, it would not. Okay, I wouldn't put this in the top category.
Yeah, I would say House Burned Down or Tattoo. No, I say House Burned Down. I really love this book.
I would do Tattoo Worthy.
Oh. I'm okay with that.
I'll respect it.
Thank you.
What tattoo are you getting?
Ooh. Him smearing cum on her ass.
That's the whole tattoo.
A sleeve.
Ooh.
Just kidding. There's so many good quotes in this one. There has to be like some kind of like snake eating its own tail for the care swallowing violence swallowing care metaphor.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that book. If we had more room, I would move it higher.
Mm-hmm. Fair.
We are down to our last four, which are Lessons in Chemistry, Love in Other Words, The Favorites, and Out on a Limb. And I just landed on number 8, which is Love and Other Words. Brandy, I know, I'm pretty sure, would want this. This is one of two that I think she would want in the very top. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love this book. I think this book is amazing. It does hold up. I would put it in Tattoo Worthy.
Yeah. Which one of these that's left are you getting buried with, though, Kendra?
Yeah,
I'm not telling you that right now, but I do have one in mind. But I would put Love in Other Words in Tattoo Worthy.
Okay, I'll be honest.
I actually know where I would put everything now.
The last four that are left,
not the same as yours.
The last four that are left, I know one of them, like, that I really love that you guys don't love as much as me, but like I'm okay with going
that could be two
where
books.
I think. Okay. Well, you're right.
Actually, never mind. Let me shut up. Because I do know where I would put one.
Okay, but talking about Love in Other Words, since that's the one that we're doing right now, I'm either House Burned Down or Tattoo Worthy.
Can we do House Burned Down? I need a win.
Okay.
Actually,
but then that means I like, know where the other
this
two
is
are
so
gonna go.
Conditional. This is so conditional for me because the other one that I love more than you guys, I'm willing to put Love in Other Words and Tattoo Worthy if that one is higher than that.
Well,
will you let it be? You would put the favorites above Out on a Limb? That's crazy work.
Hey, we're not there yet. We don't talk about that yet. But, well, I know what
then
I
know. Then I think you'll be surprised by
me,
down.
Brandy. I think you'll be surprised
okay.
by me.
Okay, okay.
But I'm okay with House Burned Down with Love, in other words. Kendra?
I'm following the actually, rules no, to the actually, one, unlike Miss Kayla girl.
Actually, so. Now, but now that I think about it, I think this one either is red or orange. Top two.
What?
Okay. Of the four, I'm going to say like.
No, just kidding. I'm orange.
Okay. House Burned Down. Fine.
Kendra?
I love Kayla, this book.
Kayla, I'm really, I need your help with the other one, please.
We'll see. I'll make you say something nice about Roman and Iris again.
Oh,
I
my
already
God.
Did. I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Okay,
so
it's in House Burned Down.
House Burned Down, but at least I got this book. Category is locked.
Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. the books in that category are The Simple Wild, Emily Henry Big Three, Slow Dance, and Love and Other Words.
Slow Dance was robbed. It's okay.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Okay. Next book is number 16, which is Out on a Limb.
Sylvester's Always.
Okay. I would put this in When I Die, I Will Be Buried With This Book. So if we put it in Tattoo Worthy, that's fine. I just think it's crazy, the idea that the other ones.
I would not put this in Still Besties Always.
Oh, thank you, Kayla.
So let's split the middle. Kendra, let's split the middle then. Because I would put it in the top category. You would put it in the bottom. Let's put it in the middle.
But I would not put any of the other two in the bottom. That's the thing.
I absolutely would put the favorites in Still Besties Always.
I know enjoy you would. The favorites more than I enjoyed Out on a Limb.
Really?
Like 100%. Yeah, I rated it higher and everything in different books, but like I did. I think I liked Out on the Limb. I wasn't one of those who was like, oh my God, like I'm not like, you know, like it just wasn't my, it wasn't my favorite.
This was my one. This is my one.
I think I would put it in Tattoo Worthy.
Thank you. Do it. Lock it. Please.
The fact that you guys just like shit it all over How to Fake It in Hollywood and then like the minute I'm like, I don't enjoy it and you guys are like, no, it's fine. It's
no,
okay.
Well, I would put it all the way at the top.
Other two
you wouldn't have had. You said that you weren't gonna put How to Fake It in Hollywood. You said Tattoo Worthy for you.
Yeah,
that's not your top tier category. I think it's a top tier book for me.
I think if One to Read for the First Time Again was still open, I would move One Star Romance and move it up and put Out on a Limb there. But since it's not, I would put it in Tattoo Worthy.
It just feels weird putting one of the other two left in the bottom.
Yeah. But okay, I'm gonna move it and then I don't need to use a number generator for the last two. We can just talk about where these other two will go. The last two being Lessons in Chemistry and The Favorites. Of these two, did you guys rate these books? Well, I know you didn't rate The Favorites 5 stars. Did you rate Lessons in Chemistry 5 stars?
Yes. I love Lessons in Chemistry. I think about that book all the time. I would put that book in When I Die, I Will Be Buried With This Book. It's a book I always recommend. I love it.
If all of the categories were open, I would probably put it in House Burnt Down, but at least I got this book. But I am totally fine putting it in When I Die, I Will Be Buried With This Book.
I agree, actually. I don't want to put The Favorites in Still Besties Always. That's not where I would put it personally, but I know. Mm-hmm.
But you put it there.
I will for this. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I will. Because like I'm thinking, like if I'm just looking at these categories, do I love it more than Divine Rivals? Definitely not. Do I love it more than The No Show? No. Do I love it more than The Simple Wild? No. You know what I mean? So like,
yeah,
that's why it ranks.
But it's also
lower.
It's also a book that's in a separate category. Are we talking about Lessons in Chemistry, right? It's just in a separate category, you know? That's probably without adding Lit Fit books in these.
Yeah,
in
true,
one,
true.
You know? So, like, that's not, like, a fair, because, like, yeah, I'm in love for different reasons. But I love Lessons in Chemistry. It's so good.
Oh, sorry. No. When I said, to be clear, I'm okay with putting The Favorites in Still Besties Always because I don't enjoy it more than other books in the other categories.
That's what you were
I'm
talking
saying.
About. Okay.
But Lessons in Chemistry, yeah, was one of my, and it still is like one of my favorite books like ever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like, truthfully, if I like really had to switch something, I might put it in the House Burned Down category and like move one of the ones in there. But I'm fine with it being, nope, but I'm fine with it being When I Die. Cause I like, I truly do love that book. And The Favorites and Still Besties Always, I'm okay with that.
Okay.
That book would be there for me whether or not that was the last.
I know. I know.
But I also, I am being serious about the Still Besties Always part. Like, I didn't dislike that book. That book just put me through it so bad that, like, very similar to what you were just saying with Lessons in Chemistry being in a different category. Like, it's in a different category because it's not, like, a true, true romance book.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
There's the list, you guys.
Should we run through it one more time?
Minor arguments.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So in the first category, which was the red category, When I Die, I Will Be Buried With This Book, we have the Abby Jimenez Big Three, Magnolia Park's Universe, Promise Me Sunshine by Kara Bostone, and Lessons in Chemistry by Bonnie Garmus.
In the second category, the orange category, House Burned Down, But At Least I Got This Book, we have The Simple Wild by K.A. Tucker, Emily Henry Big Three, Slow Dance by Rainbow Rowell, and Love in Other Words by Christina Loren. That's a really solid category.
And then third category is Tattoo Worthy, The Cruel Prince series by Holly Black, The No Show by Beth O'Leary, Deep End by Allie Hazelwood, and Out on a Limb by Hannah Bonham Young.
And then in the fourth category, which is green, One to Read for the First Time Again, we have The Kingmakers duet by Kennedy Ryan, Divine Rivals by Rebecca Ross, The Addicted / Calloway Sisters series by Krista and Becca Ritchie, and then One Star Romance by Laura Henkin.
And let it be known, this category sucks. Next.
Girl. And in our final category, Still Besties Always, we have Play Along by Liz Tomforti, Reckless by Elsie Silver, How to Fake in Hollywood by Ava Wilder, and The Favorites by Lane Fargo.
If you guys could only make one switch, like you could only switch two books, what is the switch you're making? Only one.
Easy. I would swap Lessons in Chemistry with Slow Dance by Rainbow Rowell.
Same.
I would swap, oh Jesus,
Divine Rivals with
Lessons in
Promise
Chemistry.
Me Sunshine. Yeah.
Oh, no.
She's thought about it, though.
I would swap Divine Rivals. I just don't know what with. Because I want it to go in red, but I would swap it probably with Slow Dance.
That's what I would do. So you would move it up to House Burned Down?
Yes. I mean, I want it to be in red, but I also don't want to put Lessons in Chemistry that low or Promise Me Sunshine that low. So that's why I would swap it with Slow Dance. That's the switch I would make. Well,
hope this is locked.
Well, this is locked. This is our list. Everybody's mostly happy, a little unhappy with some, but
as a reminder, you guys, we picked these books intentionally for this to be a difficult challenge for us because we love all of these books. At least one of us absolutely loves every single one of these books. So
yeah,
at least one. So at least one.
We really like doing these tier rankings, and like we said at the top of this episode, we know you guys like listening to them. So if you have any more category ideas for different tier rankings that we can do, whether that's tropes or something else, just let us know. We'd love to do them. Who knows? We always get in an argument when we do tier rankings because we always have differing opinions on at least something, on something, always.
Let us know your thoughts on what kind of tier ranking we should do next by hopping over to our Instagram at Bring Your Own Pod. Give us a follow while you're there, and also check out our individual bookstagrams, which are linked there and also in the description of this episode. While you're at it, go ahead and rate and review this podcast. It would mean a lot to us if you could rate it 5 stars, give a little review. We would deeply appreciate it, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Chicago Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Chicago Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.